today. We're going to turn this over to Glenn. We'll be interacting, and I can't wait. Glenn, come on in and say a big hello to our listeners here.
Hello, everyone, and Ken is exactly right. You want to grab a pen and a paper because we're going to be giving out some phone numbers and some websites, I know, because what we're going to be talking about today, I would think if anybody has been, you know, hearing Ken's show or has been breathing at all for the last 10 or 15 years, they have heard about this problem with the EMF, okay, electromagnetic frequencies, electrical pollution, possible dangers of cell phone usage and cordless phones. Well, we are here to let you know about some major research that was completed some years ago, but then some new research out of Europe. And in the vernacular of the street, it's going to hit the fan in about 3 to 4 months because there is a documentary being produced by an HBO production company. It's going to be in the theaters. You are going to hear us talk a lot about this doctor by the name of Dr. George Carlo, who was the insider who blew the whistle on the cell phone industry back in about 99. But he has a brand new book coming out documenting everything about his science and all of the political intrigue and then all the latest research in the last 5 years, 5.5 years out of Europe. And his new book, which is coming out at the same time as the film, and then his publicist is working on getting him on CNN and Larry King, because Larry King is where, okay, all of this really began in that. But it is one of the, it's being called by major scientists all around the world the greatest public health crisis to ever hit the world population. Okay, in the United States, we have 185 million cell phone users, and that grows, I just found out today, by 35 to 40,000 new units a day.
Oh, my.
Are sold, and they are targeting the children now, and they're saying by the end of 06, you'll have 2 billion cell phone users worldwide.
And aren't the children the most vulnerable?
Yes, and, you know, Disney signed a $2 billion deal with Sprint to target, you know, somewhere between 6 and 12-year-old children. And, yes, what you are going to hear us talk about today is even worse in the children because their skulls and their brains are not fully developed until about 20 to 22 years of age. And the penetration into the brains of children is absolutely staggering. Now, it's bad enough for us adults, okay, but let's start with just a couple of minute history lesson, because there may be some people, I'm sure everybody, okay, listening has heard some rumblings here and there over the last several years about there is a potential for health consequences for using cell phones. And there is now no question about it. But this all started back in 1993 on the Larry King Show, when a husband whose wife, young wife, by the way, had died of a brain tumor, and he was suing a cell phone company. And he had on the Larry King Show the brain tumor doctor, and that doctor had an X-ray of his wife's brain and the tumor. And, of course, the husband had saved his cell phone or her cell phone from the wife because he was suing the company. Mm-hmm. When the doctor held the cell phone up to her X-ray, the tumor was the same shape, size of the phone and the antenna. So, of course, this really caused much media talking about it, huge levels of the phone calls came into Larry King. But the next day is when it all started, because the cell phone association, of course, started their damage control. Because as you might imagine, Larry King gets 30 to 40 million watchers. And they all heard about this cell phone induced tumor and wondered if they were in for the same thing. So what the industry said was that they had thousands of tests proving that cell phones were safe. So they were pressed by the media, "Well, show us the tests." So a week later, what they showed them were tests on microwave ovens. So they got caught lying. Okay, that was the first thing. So what the industry did was they hired this world-famous public health specialist and the epidemiologist by the name of Dr. George Carlo. So remember that name, C-A-R-L-O, Dr. George Carlo. and hired him and his team as an independent research group to prove once and for all that cell phones were safe to use. So, starting
that's what we all want to hear. Geez, I hope they are.
Well, exactly. And the cell phone industry has been poo-pooing this for years. I know, you know, we're under the safe levels and that, all this kind of stuff. So what they needed, basically, what they were forced to do was to hire George Carlo and his independent team and say to him, prove once and for all that the cell phone and the use of cell phones and the radiation, pulsation and the microwave pulsation coming out of the cell phones does not have any relationship to brain tumors and, you know, ear cancers and eye cancers and all the problems that the people were saying. So over the next 6.5 years, the cell phone industry paid Dr. Carlo and his team $28 million. Now, that's a lot of money.
Yes, you can do a lot of research.
And what they found out is that they really had to develop certain protocols because nobody had ever looked into it this way. So they didn't even have any foundations to build on in many cases. So they had to come up with their own protocol. And at the end of 6.5 years, the final report that was presented to the cell phone industry was not what they wanted to hear. Dr. Carlo and his team, and then also some research teams from around the world, okay, who had gotten wind of all this money available for research, so they also tapped into it too, and they came up with the same conclusion. And here is the conclusion: is that cell phone and the radiations emitted from cell phones, and this is every cell phone on the planet, okay, it doesn't matter the type, okay, or the manufacturer, or what they say, okay, that they are under certain safety, guidelines, and that the government says they can have this much power to them and that. What they found is that even at half the allowed radiation and microwave pulsation coming out of those cell phones, they are directly responsible for, all right, now, and I don't want to spend too much time on the bad news, but your listeners have got to realize, and this is not maybe anymore, this is absolute proof, because when the industry tried to cover it up, George Carlo was furious, and he blew the whistle. He wrote a book called Cell Phones, The Hidden Dangers of the Wireless Age, which is out of print now, but his brand new book is coming out with the movie. Okay, and the book will talk about all the science he did, which ended about 2000 because they pulled all the funding. But then the European studies that have been going on since, and they are breathtaking. But here's what they found out: an absolute direct correlation to brain tumors and brain cancer. And in fact, with as little as 500 minutes per month of unprotected cell phone use, you as an adult, you increase your risk of brain cancer by 300%.
No, 500, so that's what, like about 8 hours a month?
Let's see, 500
minutes. 500 minutes, 60 minutes in an hour?
Yep.
Okay.
So what is that, about 20 minutes a day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and I'm always asking people now, because I'm on the phone, 8 to 10 hours a day doing consultations about health things and natural hormones, okay, which we'll get to the hormone thing because this is even worse, okay? And I'm asking people, how much are you on your cell phone? Oh, really, not very much. Okay, so in their mind, not very much. And I ask them, they say, only an hour or so a day. So
yeah, it's like when you ask people how much TV do they watch.
Yeah,
not very much.
Yeah,
that and turns
the TVs,
into 3 or 4 hours.
These new flat-screen TVs, you might as well be sitting in front of an open-door microwave. That's how bad they are. Okay, everything that plugs in, everything that has a battery, emits dangerous EMFs. And the cell phones, because people hold them up to their head, and let me just get the people who say, well, I don't use my cell phone that way. I use a headset. Here's what they found out about the wired headsets. So if it plugs into the cell phone and the wire runs all the way up to the earpiece.
Yeah, so you've got a little speaker right there in your ear.
Yes, and they found that it acts like an antenna and attracts all of the other ambient radiation being emitted. If you're in a group of people using cell phones, then See, that wire running up to that headpiece attracts all of the other radiation. And then if you say, well, I don't use a wire, I use the new Bluetooth technology, the wireless, mm-hmm. they found that that is 3.5 times, so 350% worse for concentrating cancer-causing, ear tumor-causing directly into the ear canal. And that the only safe headset is what they call these hollow tube headsets.
Oh, kind of like a stethoscope?
Well, yes. Okay, exactly. Like the the wire runs up to the microphone, which is about chest level.
Yeah.
And then from the microphone up to the earpiece, it's a hollow tube just like a stethoscope. Very good analogy, Ken. All right? And it does not bring any radiation up to the head. But... okay, and we are going to talk about some good news, but I have to make people understand. We are talking now what scientists and lawyers, because I've been on some conference calls with some big-time litigators, all right, and again, I don't think much of lawyers except when you absolutely need them, okay, but they are saying this is going to make the tobacco industry scandal look like a Sunday school picnic. Because what is coming out is that not only our government, but the manufacturers knew that there were problems with these certain frequencies that they were allowed to use. In fact, they were forced to use by our government. And without getting into any conspiratorial theory, the FCC, the Federal Communications.
Communication Commission?
Yeah, whatever. All right, this is the independent, quote-unquote, it's supposed to be the independent governmental administration group overseeing all communication companies in the United States to keep them honest, keep them ethical, make sure they're safe. And they're in bed with them now because when they had the auction for all of these frequencies for the wireless industry, all right,
yeah.
They never imagined they would bring in billions and billions and billions of dollars. So since the companies said, well, we don't have that kind of cash on hand, it was at the beginning of this wireless revolution, the FCC said, well, don't worry about it. We'll just take 10% down and you can pay us as you go. Now think of the criminal complicity that would open up.
Well, if you're making a commission on it, so to speak, you certainly want to make sure that those people prosper.
Uh-huh. And that's so. And
so is that kind of a conflict of interest, possibly?
Well, I think it's a huge one. And then to put some icing on the cake, and I don't know the answer to this. I've even talked to Dr. George Carlo, and he just kind of gets one of those strange looks in his eyes when you ask him. But the governmental agency who is assigned as the protection and to make sure that these cell phones are safe is the FDA. Now, the FDA stands for the Food and Drug Administration.
Mm-hmm.
How or who elected or voted to put that criminal organization? The FDA, it's very apparent now, and God seems to be lifting the skirt on all of the criminal complicity with the FDA and the pharmaceutical industry with this Vioxx scandal and all these other things where they put these deadly drugs on the market and say, oops, like we killed like a few thousand people and we got to pull it off now. But what does the Food and Drug Administration have to do with wireless safety? So there seems to be a big criminal conspiracy or criminal complicity going on in the government. And when the lawsuits hit, because let me assure you something, the Supreme Court of the United States just voted to send back to these states. Currently, there are 7 class action lawsuits brought against the industry, the wireless industry and the manufacturers, for terrible health problems that have happened in the state. There are 10 brain cancer lawsuits. And they, the wireless industry, tried to get these stops, right, and they took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and they looked at the facts and the figures and all that, and they sent it back to the states and says, yes, you can go forward with these class action lawsuits. All you have to do is go back into the history of the tobacco scandal, and this is how it started. Now, some interesting points, okay, and we're going to get back to all the bad news and then the good news on this, too. But when the insurance companies read Dr. Carlo's research in 1999 and 2000, they were so appalled and said, whoa, these guys are going to be in trouble. We don't want to have anything to do with it. The largest insurance companies in the world, including Lloyd's of London, which is normally the insurance carrier of last resort, dropped all liability insurance from the cell phone manufacturers and the cell phone industry. So they are self-insured. They have no liability because the insurance companies knew what was about to happen. And they didn't know when, because this was back in 2000, and this probably is not going to happen until late 06 and 07.
You can imagine someone like Jack the Ripper trying to get insurance.
Well,
as being a good Samaritan.
Well,
it wouldn't touch him. And now look at what's happening here with the cell phone companies.
Yeah,
insurers know they won't touch a bad risk if they
can
avoid it.
What scared them so much? You know, that's what you have to ask. Now, wait a minute. If the insurance companies, and, you know, and they look at money coming in, and then the potential that if the truth is found out, there will be hundreds of billions of dollars paid out down the road. And when they read the research of Dr. George Carlo, they said, we want nothing to do with what is going to happen to this industry. Because here's what they found out. And I already mentioned, okay, about the brain tumors, brain cancer, thyroid cancers. Because think about when you have that cell phone up to your head. It is essentially like sticking your head into a microwave oven. And what they found is that it's cumulative. The damage of going into the brain and that pulsation of microwave energy and radio frequencies, all right, and even though we're concentrating on the cell phones, keep in mind that a new Swedish study reports that the cordless phones at home are up to 100 times worse and more dangerous than a cell phone because of the radiation that they emit. So we're talking cell phones, cordless phones. We're talking laptop computers. We're talking all computers.
And now people are making their homes with all this wireless, so you can wirelessly connect computers to printers, to this, that, and the other.
Yep.
And now that's another microwave broadcast, isn't
you
it?
You betcha.
Oh,
okay.
It just is what we needed. I was deficient in microwaves.
Oh, exactly. So we not only have the bad things, okay, as far, you know, I mean, the worst of the worst, the cancers, the brain tumors, and all this going on. Here's what they have also found out. So I'm going to be talking to anybody out there who's having any problem with insomnia. They have a hard time sleeping, depression. If they're having headaches, if they're having high blood pressure, if they feel under stress all the time, if they are fatigued, or if they're having problems getting pregnant, infertility. In fact, it is so bad, Ken, that this is going, it is now being called the foundation cause of about every health-related problem hitting this country. Because it goes all the way down to the cellular level, that our cells, in order to absorb nutrition, if you are, you know, eating good whole foods, or if you are taking nutritious whole food supplements and vitamins and things like that, our cell wall has got to be permeable, okay, to let the toxins out of the cell, and then to allow the good stuff coming in. They found that all of this EMF, okay, and the cell phones and the cordless phones and the laptop computers and the desktop computers and all of these things actually turn that cell wall into like a brick wall.
Mm.
Nothing gets out, nothing gets in. And then your body is supposed to make 300 billion new cells every 24 hours. If you have a healthy body, it's going to make 300 billion new cells, and that is done by what's called DNA replication. Guess what they found out? The cell phones block. Okay, so we not only have
DNA
the problem.
DNA replication.
Well, exactly. Okay, all right. So the cells that are supposed to die on time, which is called apoptosis, okay, and they have programmed cell death. You know, it's supposed to last for a while, and they die, and the new ones come on the scene. Well, they're finding that that's not happening, and the DNA replication chain is being broken, which means the cells, okay, will either go into hyperdrive and start, reproducing very rapidly, and I think we know what we call that. That's called cancer.
Yeah.
Or they will not replicate at all, and you get this rapid aging. And then, okay, so then insomnia. So this is where the hormone things come in, okay, because our specialty at International Health, you know, for 18 or 19 years has been natural hormone replacement. And I have to be honest with you, brother. I have been wondering for years, okay, we can get these women, primarily women, all right, mm-hmm. you know, balanced with their hormones, sleeping better, but it doesn't seem to last. It's like it's a constant battle. And I said, there's got to be this missing link. There's got to be this missing piece of the puzzle of what is hitting these women or what's in the food or all these different things. We've now found out what it is because here's what they found out about two of the primary hormones in the human brain. One is called serotonin. One is called melatonin. And, of course, serotonin is your mood-elevating hormone. And, in fact, all these people who are,
depressed?
Well, yes, being diagnosed as depressed, they go to a doctor, and what does he put them on? But a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, commonly known as Prozac or Paxil. But they now found out that the radiation and the microwave pulsation from the cell